This is the Joey English Show, Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors, MDR.com, and 800-637-8227. Do you want to boost your immune system, feel younger, and have more energy? Vital Factors is a natural approach to enhance HGH, the youth hormone that helps support muscle tone, firm skin, youthful vitality, and a healthy immune system. I love Vital Factors, and you will too. Try it. Just go to vitalfactors.com. Use code Joey for a 20% discount. That's vitalfactors.com or call 800-637-8227. That's 800-MDR-TABS.
Hi, Joey pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our life these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day. It really works.
You've got passes to the Air Museum. Open 10 to 5 daily. Warbird rides are for sale, starting at only $99. Kids 12 and under get in free with a paying adult. PalmSpringsAirMuseum.org. You've got a gift certificate to Aspen Mills Bakery. They are open normal hours. They have takeout and delivery open. Lots of bread, baked goods, full lunches. They will deliver to your home or business free.
Hello, Joey pals. This is Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come and see us.
AspenMillsPS.com. You've got a gift certificate from 849 Restaurant and Lounge. We are open for lunch at 11 a.m. and dinner daily from 5 p.m. You can order takeout by calling 325-8490. Your safety is our priority. We have gone to great lengths to adhere to the guidelines for sanitation and safety.
Hi, Joey pals. It's Willie. Please come visit us at 1501 or 849.
Details at 849.com. You've got a gift certificate to Elmer's Restaurant. California omelet, yum. Bacon, bacon, biscuits, and gravy, yum. Grilled ham and cheese trio, yum.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Jackie Donnell at Elmer's. Come join us.
Check it all out at eatatelmers.com. You've got a gift certificate to McDonald's. New crispy chicken sandwich is here. Crispy, juicy, tender. Also available in spicy. Three new bakery products. Cinnamon roll, yum. Blueberry muffin, yum. And apple fritter, yum, are now available. Perfect add to your morning coffee. All available through the drive-thru, delivery, and our apps. Check it out at McDonald's.com. Okay, Joey pals, all of those wonderful presents go to one person. We're going to have a wheel spin in January. Okay, so you get to come to the wheel spin if you win this. And that would be passes to the Air Museum, food at Aspen Mills. I went over there, Robert. Have you ever eaten in Aspen?
I have. Great bread, oh great sandwiches. God.
They have the low-carb bread, and they make the best tuna salad. I'm going to cough now because I'm talking about food. I get choked up. They make the best tuna salad, and I make a sandwich on their low-carbohydrate bread and the tuna salad. Oh, my gosh. Where am I? We may keep that one, yeah. Robert. You and I'll go. 849 Restaurant, yum, Elmer's, and McDonald's. So that all goes to one person. Kathy Ellison has four children. You have?
Two.
Two. I almost gave you another one there. Okay, so four and two is six, and my 3, 7, 8. We'll take the ninth caller, Joey pals, at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 9, I'll mail everything out to you, and we will see you here in January when we spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel. Time for our legal eagle. Robert Firth is in the house from?
The law offices of Robert L. Firth.
That's you, too. Robert L. is you.
Yeah, that's me.
That's like we post it to my website, which just happens to be. Yeah.
I have a sole practice because I've discovered in my that I do not play well with others.
So. I like working for myself.
Too. Yeah.
We need help. She just left, the psychiatrist, the psychologist, the social worker. Come back. Yeah. Okay, ready for some Joey Powell questions?
Sure.
Okay. What is the legal perspective of air rage? Interesting. We know who you, I mean, you know who you are that asked that question. There's been a lot of it in the news. Is the airline at fault? Is the passenger?
The passenger is always the one at fault. You know, I'm old enough to remember a time when you actually wore a coat and tie on a plane and you said they also served you a meal. And it was a nice
meal. It was a nice meal.
Yeah.
And if you were in first class, it was fabulous. Yeah.
But there's something in the last few years that certain people think that they can get drunk and act obnoxiously on the plane and start fights with the stewardesses and stewards. They're just trying to do their job.
I think they're called flight attendants.
Yeah, flight attendants. Have, you know, get you seated. Let's get everybody to their destination on time. And from a legal standpoint, it gets, and I just saw, I'm sure we all just saw the one where the guy was arrested who was fighting both the
flight attendant
and an air marshal who happened to be on the plane.
Oh, I saw that.
Because we still have air marshals
yes,
now flying around.
He was in, he wasn't in uniform.
Yeah.
And he.
Yeah, the air marshals are, you yes. know, they're not in uniform. They're there, and I don't know what the formula is on what
no.
flights and all that, but, you know, they're there to.
I saw that
hijackings
too.
And things like that. And. It's an interesting legal question when you think about it, is where's the jurisdiction that the crime was committed?
Oh, my.
Because if you're flying in the air, and, you know, are you over Kansas or are you over Missouri?
30,000 feet.
Yeah,
or
yeah, what state are you over that would have the jurisdiction over that? There are certain, obviously, certain federal laws, you know, anti-terrorism laws, and but
wait a minute. Is rage anti-terrorism?
Not necessarily.
No, okay. I just want to understand.
I suppose if I were a creative prosecutor, I might try and craft the facts to make it happen. But and that's an issue, and that's why Congress needs to act to make sure that these people, anybody who's causing a disturbance on a plane, is subject to federal prosecution with a very heavy fine. And if I were the airline,
they'd get banned.
I'd ban them for mm-hmm. life. And quite frankly,
they've been doing that.
I would. You'd be banned from every airline. Would agree that if you're banned on one plane, you're banned on all of them, because it's just. It's an outrage that people do what they do, and they just think they can behave so irresponsibly on.
And as I recall, I don't know if it was that incident yeah. that prompted this question, because there's been a little too much yeah. of it. I saw one story where the parents were thrown off because they couldn't get their son, 2-year-old, to keep the mask on. But this, the one you're talking yeah. about, was a mask incident as well, I think. Or was it alcohol?
I think it was alcohol-related, because they were okay. in the air when it happened.
Oh, okay.
And they had to make an emergency landing, I think, in Oklahoma City.
Oh, my God.
So, and that's like an extra $5,000, $10,000 to the airline to do that, because you got to pay landing fees and fuel and all that sort of stuff.
You know, so will the airline come back, or will the federal government, or will Oklahoma?
Well, I can't speak. Well, the airline should sue the guy
okay.
for their cost and expense. Depending on what state this incident happened, and I'm assuming it happened in Oklahoma, if that's where they had to land, the guy should be arrested and should be prosecuted for assault.
Oh, assault.
In Oklahoma, that's what he did. And even resisting, and then attacking the air marshal, that's
got to be federal.
That's a federal offense, so he should be on, you know, some liability there too, as they kind of sort out what happens. But, you know, the airlines don't want to stop serving alcohol on flights because they obviously make a nice revenue, and most people behave responsibly.
Yes.
But it's that 1 in 1,000, 1 in 5,000 who just decide to act irrationally. And I'm sorry, but in this pandemic era, you got to have a mask on when you're on a plane. I don't like it. I just had to take a trip to Hawaii for a...
Wait a minute. Had to take a... Are you hearing this, Nigel?
Yeah.
He had to go.
The National Association of Consumer Bankruptcy Attorneys was having their midwinter meeting, and I was forced to go. The meetings only lasted for about 2.5 days, but I went for the week.
There you go. You
deserve
it.
My end of the year vacation to myself.
That's right. Ho, ho, ho.
But mask on the entire way, and that's, you know, 6 hours on a plane. That's a long time, but you have to do it.
I did that, too. Okay, thanks, Joey Pal. Here's the next one. What does Robert think about all these people getting out on low bail or no bail and continuing their crimes?
Well, that's a tough issue because bail is, first of all, you're innocent until proven guilty. So we don't
that's
know,
important.
Yeah, so you don't know that this person has actually been convicted of a crime. The purpose of bail is to make sure you show up at, you know, at your court date, and that's the reason for it. But, you know, there are some people who, yeah, they're criminals, are going to do it again. In fact, I'll tell you this funny story from back when I was I heard this when I was an assistant U.S. attorney in Alexandria, Virginia years ago.
Okay.
The District of Columbia had pretty much a no bail policy. You know, that if you were caught, you were released on your own recognizance as long as there was no evidence that you might be a flight risk. And they had one guy, and they had arrested him 5 times for knocking off liquor stores, but they were never more than a mile and a half from his house.
Oh.
And the District of Columbia, which had very liberal rules, could, you know.
That's funny. Yeah.
But, I mean, in most states, not quite so off the chart on that, it's like, well, if we have evidence that we think you're going to do it again, like the second time, then we're revoking.
Silly
you.
You're
staying in.
When you got to 3, 4, and 5,
yeah,
you should have
exactly.
caught on.
But this guy, he's like every week or so or 2 weeks, he knocked off another liquor store, and it was always within walking distance to his house.
That's great.
So, and that's when you're just a little out of, you know, we've taken a little bit too
Who
far.
Who determines
the other
bail?
That is determined by the magistrate or the, you know, the judge. And every state has a different system on how they do it. But in federal court, sometimes it's a magistrate who hears the initial appearance. In other states, it's, you know, it's one of the judges, and they hear the appearance, and then they, based on what the offense is and a little bit to what the degree the evidence is and what the risk of flight is, they will determine what the bail should be. And California has a fairly, I mean, you know, high, you know, bail state. So most people, you know, you get arrested, unless you can come up with a fair amount of money, you're going to be in jail, you know, pending your hearing.
What's the timing? Say I walk out of here and I get arrested. How quickly do I have to have my bail hearing?
Well, it happens within a couple of days.
I mean, a couple of days.
Yeah, it's very
frequent. And I spend a couple of days in jail.
Yeah, you have an initial appearance.
Okay.
And it depends on the offense. In some cases, you know, they'll...
Well, make it bad.
Yeah, so if it's like you've been arrested for burglary or robbery or something like that.
So they take me to jail.
They're going to take you to jail. You're going to have an initial appearance, and that usually happens within a couple of days. It depends on if you're arrested Friday night or, you know, Monday.
Oh.
You have the initial appearance where you...
You don't go right to night court.
No.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of here, but I've never practiced criminal law in California. So you go in front of the initial judge who, you know, they present the evidence. You enter your plea, you know, not guilty. Typically, the judge sets bail, and then the judge sets a time for a preliminary hearing, or they might just waive that and set it to go to trial, and it depends on what kind of offense you are and, you know, what's going to happen. But usually there'll be the initial appearance, and there'll be a preliminary hearing to see if there's enough evidence to make what we call a prima facie case that the guy did it.
How long
and
then
do we said, and boy, that's just a function of the courts. And
how long do I have to pay the bail?
When he sets the bail, you're in jail till you come up with the money.
So if you pay it when he says you have to pay $5,000 bail, if you pay it right then, you can leave?
You can leave.
Oh,
I
see.
You go through the processing and paperwork.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they'll, you know, if they own a home, then they'll go to a bail bondsman and the bail bondsman will put up the money in exchange for a deed of trust on the house.
Okay.
So that if you skip bail, the bail bondsman is
going
to take your house, which is why you never want to post bail for somebody.
So if you get out on bail or no bail
and
you continue your crime spree, Who's to blame for that system?
Well, that's just part of the system.
It is.
And if you get, you know, arrested a second time, usually at that point they'll revoke bail and you'll and you will be
revoke.
They'll revoke bail and
that's
you'll be in jail until you're, you know,
Good questions, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Joey Pals, we got time for one more. Let's go to the parents. This came from Michigan, we know. Yeah. The parents being held responsible for the crimes of their minor child. The gun that went to school and killed.
As a rule of thumb, a parent is not criminally responsible for the criminal acts of their child.
Not criminally responsible for the criminal acts of their minor child.
So a parent is not civilly liable for the tortious acts that a minor commits as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Not criminally nor civilly.
Yeah, but in the case of Michigan, this went far beyond. My kid took a gun to school and shot six people. In this case, they bought the gun for the kid.
Yeah.
They didn't properly supervise him. They left it in an unlocked drawer, and then when they brought in, he was texting something about where to buy ammo, and the mother says, "I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad that you got caught. Next time don't get caught." I mean, personally, I think they undercharged the parents. I would have charged them with conspiracy to commit first degree murder.
Wow.
If I were the prosecutor, I would, but. Michigan, they decided not to, and I'm not, familiar with Michigan's, criminal law statutes enough to say if that was an option or not. But in this case, the parents went far beyond saying, gee, I was negligent, I left the gun. They were supportive of him.
Got it.
And this was a kid who needed psychiatric, and the kids were, the parents were in front of the school, twice in the day before, the day before and the day of. And they just all poo-pooed it, no nothing. And then that afternoon, and they didn't even bother, which is the school's fault, they didn't even bother to, check the backpack. And the parents should have said, you have permission to check the backpack.
Yes.
Because you can't just do that without some kind of cause.
Is there some criminality that the school is liable for? The
school won't be liable criminally, but the school, there's already civil lawsuits filed against them. So, you got to sort that out as to whether they were really negligent
That's so sad.
I know.
Well, finish up our time together with where you're going to spend Christmas.
I am going to spend Christmas in my house, quiet. My older son, who is up in, he's just moving into a new house in Sunnyvale, California.
Do you have three?
I have two.
Two.
And he's moving the house, so he's going to spend, he had him at Thanksgiving. So, and then my younger son is helping his mother actually move from Ohio to Las Vegas and helping her drive across. And I think I'll see him on the 23rd for a day. And then he's going to go, spend
tell
Christmas
him to get us
girlfriend.
Some Raider tickets.
Yeah.
What do you hope to see happen with your business in 2022 in the new year?
I would like my business to continue on as before. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to get too much busier. I've got, it's been a nice steady flow of clients.
Tell everybody what your steady flow of clients.
I do estate planning, and I do a lot of living trusts. I've probably done well over 3,000 of those.
And people are doing that this time of year.
Yeah, it's like my New Year resolution. I should do it, and with COVID continuing to go on, and we don't know how that's. It says, let's make sure. Let's, hope for the best, plan for the worst.
I think there are people who are ill and maybe going through hospice and things, they actually hang on through Christmas. Have you seen that?
Yeah, you do. And then last week I had the client came in on Monday. We were scheduled to sign the trust yesterday.
No.
Got a call on Friday from the son. He said, Dad's really going downhill. I had to make a home visit, which I do because I care about my clients.
Yes.
And we got everything signed up, and he died an hour after I left the house.
And he didn't, nobody will come back and say he wasn't himself.
No, he was competent, but he was really weak and failing.
Oh, my gosh. So. Bless your heart.
And
you do good. Phone number for people.
766.
For people.
Yeah.
No, phone number for cats.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Cats, dogs. I do pet trusts in my trust.
I bet you do.
Yeah. 760-770-4066.
Thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, located in Cathedral City. Yes. Basically at Des Palmes and Vista Chino.
I'll put your address on the website.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for coming by. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Okay, Joey Pals, here comes the second installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Just Fabulous presents Toshin's Great Escapes book series, provides exquisite endorsements for hospitality around the planet. The series includes editions for Asia, Africa, North America, South America, and Europe. These guidebooks are bursting with the very best recommendation in luxurious accommodations, enticing photographs of outstanding hotels, guest houses, lodges, and resorts. They're paired with the details you need to make an informed booking, with the prices, services, and facilities all being noted. Check it all out at the letter B, BeJustFabulous.com. Lalo Visions says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted clairvoyant at 401-1810 or visit his website, Lalo Visions, LALOVisions.com. Again, Lalo's phone number is 401-1810. Joey Pals, get your date timers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com. Okay, Joey Pals, we've got more to share. Come on back for our travel segment, Lalo and Cher and Steve.